down to the 16th bowl. Catholic Boy is pulling away. He's so impressive today, the others didn't even have a prayer. Catholic Boy rolls in the run. Happy Travers.
Live from the backstretch at historic Saratoga Racecourse, this is Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America is brought to you by Pinnell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit leahcars.com. Leah Cars for life. And Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border.
Good morning and welcome to Racing Across America, live from Saratoga on this Wednesday morning. I'm Seth Merrow. Thanks for joining us. Coming up a little bit later on the show, Sean Clancy from the Saratoga Special. Actually, I think it's Joe Clancy today. I made that mistake earlier, but I think it's Joe today. Kim Weir from the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, and a little bit later, Teresa Gennaro to go over our calendar of events. Nice week of events coming up, and we'll hit on some of the ones that you want to pay attention to. But top of the show, on a week where we kick off the Grade 1 Jump Stakes action here at Saratoga, our friend Bill Gallo, Director of Racing for the National Steeplechase Association. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Seth. How are you? And thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you. Talk a little jumps. I love the jumps. Ever since I've been coming up here, I think they're fun to watch. I always say just handicap them like you handicap the regular races and find the horses that are in good form and maybe sneak a little something there and see if my man Shepherd can win a race. And unfortunately, today, my man Shepherd, I was going to play him in the opener, but you came in and said a couple of late scratches. Number 9 Sportswear out, and Belisarius is out as well. Belisarius goes tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And Sportswear is a son of Frankel, by the way.
Oh, there you go. And as I say, I was going to use that one off a couple of nice wins trying to jump so far for Shepherd, but we'll wait for another day for that. Let's start out, just talk a little bit about the National Steeplechase Association overall. What's kind of the mission of the organization?
We are the regulatory body. We have about 200 races a year, mostly East Coast, up and down the East Coast. We have 30 race meets. We start in the spring and end up in the fall. Summer, we visit the major racetracks. That varies from place to place. But we just came from, we had a couple of mile and a half prep races for the horses running up here at Parks, which was very handy. And then we went on to Monmouth. We ran a couple of races at Monmouth, and obviously we're here. We're here for a 9-race program, a little bit expanded from last year, which is wonderful for us. With the stretching out the meet actually helped us and helped our cause a little bit. And Martin was kind enough to give us another 3 races. So 9 races kind of suits it, mostly stakes races. As you pointed out, today's stake, the novice stake, and then tomorrow the grade one, and then a month later we come back with the same 2 races. So it's a good sampling of races up here, and then we go from here back onto the race meet circuit. We do have a stop at Belmont Park on Wednesday and Thursday, September 18 and 19, for the same 2 races, novice and grade one. And that's a big prep for our championship day in October at Far Hills.
And talk a little bit about what the schedule is up here as far as days of the week.
It's jumping every Wednesday. We are the first race every Wednesday with 12:50 start, and the 2 Thursdays for the grade ones. Tomorrow I believe we're at 12:45, and I would assume a month later we'll be at 12:45 again. So it's every Wednesday plus the 2 Thursdays.
Tomorrow is the Smithwick, and I wanted to pull up. I went back and grabbed a race from the Iroquois race day a few weeks back, and we're going to watch Winston C. run 3rd. White with a red is a horse that I found kind of interesting in tomorrow's Smithwick, coming off of this 3rd place finish. I put him on top for my man Shepherd. The race we're watching was carrying 156. We'll carry 144 tomorrow in the Smithwick, but I thought this was a nice performance again from Winston C., who, as I say, as they get close to the wire, will be in between and winds up 3rd, but a nice little ding-dong finish. This is Nashville, correct?
It is. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. It's called the Iroquois Steeplechase. It's our premier spring event.
And Winston C., as I say, comes out of this and looks pretty good tomorrow. Do you have any thoughts on tomorrow's Smithwick?
It's wide open. We have the best horse in the
country. You and I were talking, and you got a nice full field, too.
Oh, it's a full field of 12. In fact, there's 13, and the 13th horse is actually on the grounds, Elizabeth Vossen, looking to get in if he can. But we have to limit the field to 12 for safety reasons. I cannot remember a grade one where we had a full 12-horse field here, certainly not in recent history. That race was an interesting race, an interesting angle you have there. Winston-Salem, Shepherd's Barn is very high on the horse. That was a novice stake, which would be equivalent to today's race. So they're stepping up a tick. They're going for the grade one. That was a wonderful performance he had there. The horse is training really well. He gets in light. Same rider, Tom Garner. The race changed dramatically at entry time. The best horse in the country, Optimus Prime, he had been pointing to the race for 3 months. Trained by Ricky Hendricks, owned by our leading owner, Russ Bryan. And it was unfortunate. He sustained an injury that'll keep him out the rest of the year. Be back next year. But that was a big disappointment. As far as the race concerns, it changed the mixture of the whole race. It's anyone's race at this point. So it was really Optimus Prime against 11 others, and now it's going to be wide open.
Yeah, Optimus Prime and Eclipse finalist from last year, and won one of those flat races down at Parks in prep for this, but did wind up with a little ding. They're looking to come back with him next year, though.
Absolutely.
So keep our fingers crossed there. Let's talk a little bit also. National Steeplechase Association pulled up last night and sent to the guys a little graphic of your website. You've got a great website. And for folks, again, who are kind of, how do we handicap the races? Go to the website, and if you're a trip handicapper and trips play in the steeplechase, you'll pull up all the video replays, too. There's a lot of great information, the schedule, video replays of all the various meets you have, and so I commend you guys. And it's been this way for a while. This isn't something new. You guys have had a great website right along.
What is new is the high definition on the replay system.
It looks great.
And we have really upped our game as far as video service for the stewards mainly, but now it goes into our replay system, high definition. You can see the clarity of the race you just showed from Iroquois, but it's all the same. It's very good video, and clearly you can get some trip information.
Yeah, and again, highly recommended the website to find out information. I also pulled up the leaders board and talk a little bit about on the human side, because the leaders are up here at Saratoga, and on the trainer side, it's Jack Fisher. On the rider side, Mike Mitchell, and they're riding up here at this meet, and clearly they have pulled ahead in both of those categories, trainer and jockey. They have pulled ahead so far. What is it? I guess about the midpoint on the steeplechase season.
It's about midpoint. I've never seen a run like this that Fisher has.
Yeah.
he's won 25 races. That was his 25th win. He won on Sunday, of course. He's got four horses in tomorrow. It's remarkable what he's doing. His strike rate is off the charts. Everything he sends out. Last year he got up to kind of a slow start, and he ended up being championed by one over Hendricks. This year it's a complete blowout.
Yeah, as I say, I pulled up the stats last night and 24 wins as far as races won. My man Shepherd running second with 7 wins, so 24-7. That's a pretty good lead for the leading trainer. So, again, if you're handicapping up here, like on the thoroughbred side, you got to pay attention to the trainers who are on a little bit of a run, and Fisher certainly is, and Mike Mitchell on the jockey side. Am I right, he was originally from New Zealand?
Yes, originally from New Zealand and on to England, and now he's with us. He rides Alpha Fisher in the morning. Unfortunately, he clipped heels in the race on Sunday, and that brought him down. But he bounced right up. Doctors cleared him, and he's obviously riding today and tomorrow. He's a very, very good rider, particularly at a place like Saratoga, where the finish is particularly important, because they jump that last fence down the backside, and 5/8 of a mile becomes a flat race within a jump race. And Mitchell's a very strong hands rider, and does a remarkable job.
And again, it's worth paying attention if you're handicapping these races, to be aware of the riders and the trainers, and you know who's a little hot and who's riding well at this meet. You can kind of, as we get into two or three races under the belts, who's riding well also. You mentioned it earlier, and I pulled up some pictures so folks can get an idea. Got a couple of pictures from Iroquois. I got a couple of pictures from Far Hill. And you went over the schedule earlier. I noticed, as far as tracks, Colonial Downs is also in this summer, which is interesting. But talk a little bit about these meets that are just kind of like Iroquois, and we have one here, Genesee Valley, right in our neck of the woods in New York State. That comes up in October. Far Hills down in New Jersey. boy, you know, we think of jump racing, and I don't think people realize that haven't been just the crowds that show up, the fun, the social atmosphere. Talk about the jump meets around the country.
That's the typical scenario. It's a fun day out, usually for the family, a lot of tailgating going on, typically no betting. The biggest change was last year when we had Far Hills betting for the first time. Now, that's an incredible card. You're looking at this Far Hills crowd right there. Well, when you add the Parimutuel element, which was wonderful, I think they handled 205,000 live for first time out of the box with not much publicity, quite frankly, about the Parimutuel. And it was amazing what they did. Moving forward is just going to get bigger and better. But that's typically what we do in the country on the weekends, bring out the family on a good, glorious fall day. It's phenomenal. Genesee Valley is one of our smaller meets, but it's a wonderful, it's got great tradition, big history. They race timber racing over the post and rail fences, longer races, our older horses. It's a wonderful place for them to participate. And Genesee is not that far from here, but that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure people don't realize that one of those meets is right here in New York State, Geneseo, New York, and that, again, that's October 12th, October 19th, the Far Hills, and that's New Jersey, maybe 3 hours?
It's exactly 3 hours. Yeah. I stopped there on the way up, and it's 3 hours from here.
And last year was the first time. I know you guys have been chasing Parimutuel wagering for a couple of years, but that inaugurated last year. That will continue, I assume, this year.
Absolutely. It's bigger and better. They're going to celebrate next year in 2020. Far Hill celebrates their 100th anniversary. There's going to be $1 million in purses. It's $850 this year, but they're going to bump it to $1 million. It's an incredible card. They've even added this year a mile-and-a-half turf race, $50,000 this year, $100,000 next year, to complement the hurdle card. So it's truly a championship day.
Again, October 19th, and that, as you said, clearly plays into the Steeplechase Eclipse Awards as well down there, if people want to do that. Stack up, as we saw one of the pictures, stack up the back end of your car, wear a big hat, and enjoy one of those meets. I have to admit, I haven't gotten to really any of these notables. I've been, obviously, to Steeplechase Racing up here and some of the other venues, racetrack venues, but I have to make some of these other meets, and Far Hill certainly, I think, is probably on my agenda, as it is a fairly easy drive from up here. But as I noted earlier, check out the website, and you can get the entire schedule for the year. And again, watch all the replays, too, for the handicapping. So, Bill, appreciate the visit. Certainly looking forward to the Steeplechase season. As I say, I love the Steeplechase races up here. Hopefully they're here for a long time to come. They've been here for a long time. You know how long they have been racing the jump races at Saratoga?
Day one.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Day one, the first time they opened the gates. We were jumping, and we haven't stopped jumping since.
As I say, I enjoy them, and so hope it keeps up for a long time. We appreciate the visit. Wish you and everybody on the Steeplechase side a lot of luck throughout the Saratoga season and beyond.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Appreciate it. Bill Gallo, Director of Racing, National Steeplechase Association. We kick things off today with the jump race, and tomorrow, the Grade 1 Smithwick as well. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Joe Clancy from the Saratoga Special. We'll talk some jumps with him and more. Stay tuned.
Like free money? Well, Capital OTB gives its players plenty of opportunities to cash in. At Capital OTB, there are so many ways for horse players to receive bonus dollars by simply participating in promotions such as our bankrolls, bounty bets, online handicapping contests, and much, much more. Plus, with Capital OTB's player rewards program, you get actual cash back. So what are you waiting for? Log on today at CapitalOTB.com or CapitalOTBBet.com and claim your free money. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Racing Across America Wednesday morning, a beautiful Wednesday morning in Saratoga. Happy to be joined now by Joe Clancy, Saratoga Special, your first visit, Sean in last week. Welcome.
Thanks. Happy to be here. You know, here we go. Beautiful. I'll take this over heat, rain, everything else we've had. This is why the people who don't live in Saratoga come to Saratoga.
This is, I said earlier, Chamber of Commerce mornings.
Yeah,
this
for sure.
It's
for
gorgeous.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about the special and what's been going on. We did some of the basics last week with Sean. Remind us also the Reader's Club if folks want to jump in. I jumped in.
Welcome aboard.
If you want to support, the note was if you want to support independent journalism and certainly up here at Saratoga, if you want to support a daily racing newspaper, jump in and join the Reader's Club.
Yeah, it was something we kicked around the last couple off seasons, and we actually owe it to there's a little newspaper in Vermont. It's called 7 Days, and they have a membership club like that, and same type of thing. They're a little bigger than we are. They have parties and get-togethers. We're not quite there yet, but hopefully someday. Right now, you get a hat and a sticker for $35, and you're part of the club. You also get first notification that the paper's finished. So when we finish at whatever time at night, it's supposed to be 10 o'clock, sometimes it's midnight, whenever, you get an email telling you the paper's ready. And other people don't. They get theirs later, they get theirs in the morning. So
I've jumped on board.
Hopefully we create a little bit of a community. We feel like it's always been a community, and now, you know, maybe there's just a little more to it, and hopefully we're able to expand on the theme as we go.
And see the new and old group of interns over there doing a lot of writing, continuing to do a great job down there in the winner's circle as well after races, picking up quotes and, as they say, coverage of daily racing up here at Saratoga. What's the schedule of the newspaper this year with the change in the schedule for racing?
Yeah, I mean, basically we follow the same schedule we did last year. We dropped a Wednesday paper last year, not because we don't like Wednesdays, mostly because of economic reasons and sleep and mental sanity reasons. So we go Thursday through Sunday. Other than sales week, we do Monday and Tuesday there, and then we'll keep up with Wednesday online at thisishorseracing.com. But we basically, because of the longer meet, we end up with an extra week of paper. So we'll have 35 editions or 34 editions this year.
And the game plan, I assume, is the same as it was last year, maybe the last couple of years. With the handicappers, you added online their selection so people won't miss days. Of course, nobody wants to miss John Sapazian.
I was in my car the other day, and the paper has all our mobile phone numbers in it because we don't have an office phone. And I get a call from a guy who, the first thing he says, "You don't know me, but are you counting John Chapazian's winners twice and everybody else's once?" And I said, no, his are only once. He just does, that's how well he does. So, yeah, he's a guy you want to follow for sure.
And I've said a number of times, you guys got to convince him. I've tried to get him to come over here and sit in with me. He's a very reluctant TV.
Yeah, not a TV guy, I guess. But he would be great. Yeah,
I think he'd be fantastic. I said, I'm not Mike Wallace. Come on. I think people would love to hear from him. He's been handicapping and hot at it up here in your newspaper for the last few years. Love to hear some of his strategy. We'll get him in.
I'll give him a little pep talk again, see if we can't convince him.
I'll twist his arm. All right, let's talk some of the steeplechase. And first, let's go back to speaking of Sunday and Wednesday newspaper, at the end of the day, one of those boxes way up at the top. I walked out a little early on Sunday because I wanted to go home and take a swim. But as I was doing it, it looked like a very relaxed Saratoga Special crew in one of the boxes. Sean and Tom Law and a couple of the interns were enjoying the end of Sunday with, I guess, no newspaper on Wednesday. That was the day to take advantage.
And what a day of racing. I mean, such a long card. And I went home, I got to admit. I took the opportunity to go home and check in with the family. And Sean did early television and stayed all day. I think he was at the races from 10 in the morning till 8 something at night. So a long day at the races. It sounded like a great day, though. It sounded like fun.
Yeah, Guarana looked great there. But I just wanted to pull up in a hat tip to Sean because I saw him on the pregame show. Wanted to pull up what was the first race on Sunday, the steeplechase, and we'll just watch the stretch drive here with Sight, the number 8, winning at a $14 mutual. And I wanted to show this stretch run because, again, on the pregame show with Andy Serling, Sean gave out Sight. So it was a nice call from you guys at the Saratoga Special, and Sean Clancy, Sight winning the opener on Sunday.
Oh, we should get credit for two wins because I picked them on Wednesday.
You did pick them on Wednesday.
But then it got rained out in the paddock, And then Sean came back on Sunday and picked him again. So and yeah, paid $14, which you got to like.
That's right. So do you get two?
No,
two?
I don't think so. Just one.
It'd be nice.
But he kind of figured. I mean, Jack Fisher's horses are really live. There was a horse in there where I thought was going to get overbet, and he did. Markhan, and I thought he'd run better than he did. I like that horse.
He had trouble.
Yeah, he did
horse.
Have a little trouble. But I thought he would be way overbet. He'd won a maiden race very nicely, and then he's just like you got to look at it. The jumpers are intimidating to people because they're different, but he was doing the same thing that you would question on the flat. He was taking on winners for the first time. He won a maiden race impressively, stepping up against more experienced horses with a little more, underneath them, and found he got bothered a little bit, but I don't think he wasn't where sight was at that point, and he was going to have a lot of work to do. So
I said when I was talking to Bill, for folks who kind of like puzzled by steeplechase racing handicapping, it's just like the flat. You're looking at the same things and look at the hot trainers and hot jockeys that you mentioned with Bill, Fisher and Mitchell certainly taking the lead on the jockey and the trainer side. So they're certainly a team you have to pay attention to. All right, let's get some ideas for today and tomorrow. The Smith with tomorrow, but first let's take a look at the Kaiser. I'll tell the guys in the control room we do not have to pull up the replay because I had a replay of Sportswear. That one is scratched. I thought that horse was interesting for Jonathan Shepherd. He winds up scratching. So now I move out to the 11 horse. For me, Arch My Boy, coming in from Great Britain off a couple of nice wins over there. Gets 7 pounds off. Carries 153 today. 7 pounds off. Carried 160 last time. So I'm going to tilt in that direction with the 11 on top. 11-1-6 for me. What do you think in the opener today?
Yeah, I mean, you're 11, won by 30 lengths in his last start. You got to like that. That's a good thing. I have a hard time with some of those English and Irish horses and trying to judge their form. I'd like to see them run once, or at least have a little more feel for it. I'm sure they didn't bring
them
over.
So for you, you don't automatically kind of give them an edge in that they over there, that jump season is a real...
You do. I think you consider them a little more, but I think you need to dive into it. You need to see if they did it on firmer ground or shorter races. I think you see a lot of long races that'll be slower than they are, especially at Saratoga. So a horse that's done well at 2 miles over there, I think, has a fits here a little better than you see some coming in off 2.5, 2.625, 2.75, that kind of thing. I ended up with Elucidation from Cyril Murphy's barn. Has 2 for 2 over jumps. I thought he had a good flat prep at Parks. They didn't use him up much. He kind of came running late and was third there. And I like Sportswear too. I was going to try to beat him. Not really for any real reason other than I thought Elucidation might be a little more suited to Saratoga than Sportswear was. Jack Fisher's too, Lord Justice and Storm Team, I think, are dangerous. Storm Team, they're probably going to – they held him up last time. I think he's better when they let him run. They're probably going to let him run today, so he's going to be up front. And we'll see what happens from there. Radician has a lot of – another European horse making his first start. A lot of people are talking about him. He's got good flat form over there, which I think will help him here. Again, he's got to shake off some rust. He didn't get the flat prep at Parks like some of them did, and we'll see if he can transfer that form to here.
All right, let's shift over to tomorrow and the Smithwick Grade 1 event. So we kick off some graded stakes action here at Saratoga over the jumps. I pulled up from YouTube the stretch run of the Ascot race that Von Romane, and from hearing the track announcer call it, I guess the S is silent. He kept saying Von Romane, so I'm going with that. moves over here to the United States and into the barn of Jack Fisher. And as I say, we're watching him win last November at Ascot. But again, this is a horse coming over from Great Britain, so I gave him a little bit of an edge there. He's in front late and holds off a challenge here. You'll get to see that. I had that one underneath, however, and went with Winston C. on top. I talked a little bit to Bill Gallo about this one, and we showed the replay of that race last time on the Iroquois day. Ran a good third, nice ding-dong finish to be right up there third and get some weight off. So I went with Winston C., but Von Romane scares me. So I have those two, 1-2, 3-6, 2-1 for me in the Smithwick tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a pretty deep race. There are several that would scare you. You could land on one, but I don't think you can land on anybody with a lot of confidence. Von Romane has been with Jack Fisher for a couple months, which is interesting. He's not a fresh horse coming over, just coming over. And so he's certainly into the American program and training with his horses and trying to do the same types of things as the other horses have. And I think he's very interesting. Winston C, to me, yeah, ran a great race at Nashville. Is he this good? He's got to step up. He had some, he kind of had a funny trip. It got real tight at Nashville in that race. And you know, he certainly, he could have won that race, really. Modem I just saw on the track, even though he's got to shake off some rust, he looked great coming off the track. He looked like a young flat horse. He's jigging and jogging coming off after a gallop, and I was really impressed with him. And we know how well he can run here. He's been second, you know, here multiple times. Talented horse. Show Court's coming back trying to win it again for the second year. His form hasn't been the same, but he's way better here than he is other places. Jibra Faro is a horse my brother's group owns, River D Stable. I think he's, if you throw out that Iroquois race at 3 miles and think maybe that wasn't his game, you know, if, does he have enough gas? The question is, does he have enough speed or gas to be competitive here going shorter? But I think he's live, too. The race really opened up without Optimus Prime, who was the would have been a heavy favorite, clear best horse in training right now. You're going to make me pick one. So I'm going to go, let's go. I'm not going to throw cold water on Sean. So let's go. I'm with you. Let's stick with Winston C over Jibra Faro and then Von Ramenet.
I meant to ask Sean last week if River D would be running horses. Little did I know he'd show up in the grade one.
Yeah, right. Nice. And that, it's kind of interesting. They kept that horse in training. They could have stopped with him, pointed for the fall. They knew they were going to have to go after Optimus Prime. And then they, you know, not nobody wants anything bad to happen to horses. But that horse had a little bit of a setback off the flat prep at Park. And you know, now the race is wide open.
Has he ever been in the winner's circle up here? As an owner?
Yes, yes. A couple years ago, Apps was the horse's name.
That would be. So at the time, did you guys do any research? Was he the first jockey owner to visit the winner's circle in both categories?
That I don't know. We're gonna have to.
Because it seems like that's a good possibility.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll have you guys check into it. Yeah, so, see, I'm part of the Reader's Club.
Yeah,
I'm
you
giving
go.
You
doing
information.
Research. Yep.
Yes, I am coming up with story ideas.
Great.
As well.
We're gonna make you write them if you're not careful. So,
we'll see how that works out. But Joe, appreciate the visit as always. And again, we highly tout picking up the Saratoga Special. There are racks all over the track around town as well. But also, you can catch it online. Also,
yep.
This is horseracing.com.
Correct. Yep.
Joe, appreciate the visit.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Kim Weir, Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. They've got some events coming up. I wanted to plug her in early so we could go through the lineup of things that are coming up this season to benefit the TRF. All of that right after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for a fantastic meal? Stop by Malcolm's, a unique farm-to-table restaurant experience. Located at 617 Union Street in Schenectady, Malcolm's offers locally grown fresh foods, mouthwatering flavors, an enhanced drink menu, and terrific service. Malcolm's is a sure bet during Saratoga season. Make your reservation today.
In a recent study of some of the top online wagering sites, Capital OTB won big in total player rewards, far surpassing some of the best-known wagering sites in America. While other rewards programs simply offer you points redeemable for gift cards, Capital OTB's rebates are paid to you in actual cash. Plus, Capital OTB gives you full and immediate access to your money. So if all you're getting now are points and gift cards, join Capital OTB Player Rewards today and get cash back. Visit CapitalOTBBet.com and sign up today.
Come on.
I want sales reports on my desk by Monday.
Whoops. My bad.
Love racing? RTN brings you every live simulcast on your home television, plus live video streaming and race replays on your PC and mobile devices. To order, visit RTN.tv. RTN, a breed apart.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. As promised before the break, joined now by our friend Kim Weir, Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. Good morning, Kim.
It is great to be here, Seth. Thanks for having me. Happy Wednesday.
Before we get to TRF, I want to just let you talk a little bit about Saratoga, because Kim and her husband, Bobby. Bobby, who, 2-3 years ago was in the NHC, the National Handicapping Championship, does buyer figures for some tracks you are familiar with. And Kim moved to Saratoga last year. They had been regular visitors in the, probably two times each summer for a number of years, and maybe one time each winter, too. Weren't you like...
We were sampling it for a few years. We were playing the long game, and we came...
Festival visitors.
We came to Chowder Fest, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day one year, and every time we came, we loved it here more.
And, but now just down the block, and you've been here for a little more than a year. Grade your year-round Saratoga experience.
Oh, God. I give it. Can I give it an A triple plus?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Because
that's what I give it. It's been awesome.
Good. And certainly, again, well, we've seen you here for years and years, but over the last couple of years since you've moved here with the TRF, we had you in a couple of times last year talking TRF. And as I said a couple of times at the top of the show, we wanted to hear a little bit early this meet because you have some nice events coming up, which we'll go over. But before we do that, Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, the TRF, just give us the mission of the organization.
Absolutely. So for 35 years, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation has had the same mission, which is to save thoroughbred racehorses no longer able to compete on the racetrack from possible neglect, abuse, and slaughter. It's very sobering, it's very straightforward, and it's what we've done for 35 years for thousands of horses.
And talk a little bit about how you proceed with that mission.
Yeah. So much thanks to the amazing founders of this organization. In fact, we just lost one of our dearest, Mary Lou Whitney, who was a founder of the TRF, along with Penny Chenery and amazing women like Eleanor Pena. They had the vision to save these horses and to give them a lifelong sanctuary. They also had the tremendous kismet to meet Senator Howard Nolan, state senator from New York, and to connect that mission with the correctional system, starting here in New York. So our horses live in correctional facilities where they take on the role of teacher, giving vocational skills to men and women, while honestly changing those men and women for the better and getting lifelong care. So our real secret sauce is this Second Chances program where we keep the horses in good care for the rest of their lives.
Wallkill being one of the facilities, and as you say, it benefits both horse and human because over the years I've had a number of people come in and talk about horses and these kind of programs in various degrees, but there is a real therapeutic value to that horse-human connection.
It is. It's very profound. And when I start talking about it, I realize the same things that all of us who love these animals have experienced personally are the same things that these men and women learn in the facilities. So our role is to take care of the ones that can't be retrained. We love it when they can go on to second careers. We have many brethren who train them. In fact, today being steeplechase day, this is a great second career for thoroughbreds. So we just take care of the ones that need a softer landing for the rest of their days.
Very good. And I pulled up some pictures. I looked at your Twitter feed last night and pulled up some pictures. And first off, we have someone feeding a horse. And I guess that was a fairly recent event out at the farm. And as I understand it, these are regular events that you'll have throughout the season, really right around the corner if people want to see some of the TRF horses.
Yes, absolutely. We these pictures are from our open barn. We have four of our herd ambassadors, as we call them. They are right here in Saratoga at the TRF Saratoga Summer Farm. It's right near the polo fields. And we are doing four open barns this summer. We had our first one on Monday. We have our next one on this coming Monday, the 29th. Which is called Welcome Racing Fans. Welcome back, racing fans. Our friend Pete Fornatal is going to do a little mini tutorial on how to bet at the races. So please come out. He's going to be with us on Monday. It's 5 to 8 at our TRF Summer Farm, and that information is on our website. We'll do two more in August. One will be a Children's Discovery Day, perfect for the kids and the family to learn everything about the horses and racing. And then we'll do one at the end of the summer on the 26th. Those are very much geared to connect fans, community members, anyone who loves racing to come do just like what this woman's doing. Feed them some carrots, get some pictures, and see what a 25-year-old horse looks like.
And that'd be great for the kids, too. Kids would love that kind of a thing.
They do.
As you say, the website. And the website, I have it here, is TRFINC, TRFinc.org. People can swing by the website and get all the events, and we'll hit on some of those in a second as well.
Have some other pictures here. Quick Call Day. You guys were in the winner's circle for Quick Call Day, which was notable. That was what, opening day?
Opening day.
That was TRF because you had the booth.
We were so excited.
Well,
yes, oh my gosh, there's our picture.
There
it was
go.
A little bit rainy, as we can see from our jockey's face. It was Joel Rosario, who was so kind to us. But that was Quick Call Day. So Quick Call is our senior statesman. He is the oldest horse in our 650-horse herd. He is 35 years old, which sounds young to you and I, but
I remember when he ran. So
we're this year doing a whole campaign around him. We want to invite folks to participate in 1,000 wishes for Quick Call, which would be 1,000 gifts of $35 in his honor. We'll run that all summer long, and he is the Mick Jagger of our herd. He's such a cool dude, and the men at Walk Hill love him. The fans and VIPs we bring, even Assemblyman David Weprin from the New York Assembly came out to Walk Hill last month, and he said, "You have Quick Call? I have to meet him. My father brought me to these races for years, and we always saw him run." So it's amazing what a star he is.
Yeah, I remember Quick Call right out here on
he
the
loves
racetrack.
Saratoga.
We have another picture again from that day. We went out to your booth. And it ties in nicely because today is your charity bet day with OTB.
Yay.
Wednesdays is the day. And last year we made a little money for the TRF. And so there's the OTB crew and the TRF crew handing over our big check just a couple of weeks ago with the 2018 charity bet winnings.
We loved that. Humongous thanks to the whole Capital OTB team. We love the charity bet. We love that it's a beautiful sunny day today for Wednesday, TRF day. And just the partnership is amazing. This was a fun way to kick it off on opening day. And then, as you may know and have on your list, next week on Tuesday, July 30th, thanks to the support of Capital OTB, we're hosting an event together, which will be our gumbo for the horses at Racing City Brewery. And that's 5 to 8, featuring Hattie's Gumbo, and hosted by our friends at the In the Money Players podcast. So the partnership and the support of the Capital OTB is so appreciated, goes right to those horses, and if we can meet some friends and meet some fans on Tuesday while eating some gumbo, that's what this is all about, getting the good people together, sharing the love.
I'm there.
Yay!
Gumbo.
Oh, it's a date.
Gumbo,
it's a date.
At the Racing City Brewery. And as you say, foreign Italian, I assume maybe Kinchin out there as well.
Yep, yep.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun.
Out there to eat some gumbo at the Racing City Brewery, which allows me to tie in also because I was at an event you guys had out there, springtime, March maybe,
yeah.
March, April.
Yeah.
And I'll just let you tout because that event was just kind of a get together for TRF volunteers and whatnot and people who wanted to become volunteers. And it was interesting because some of the TRF folks got up and spoke and were inviting new people in. And as you said there, if you would like to become a volunteer with the TRF, very easy to do, get in touch with these people. But as you said, whether you want to pet the horses, be up next to the horses, or you have some other skill, you can add and subtract and do some numbers, whatever skill you have, you can bring, and you guys have a place for those volunteers.
We do, and we are so grateful for them. So we are doing, those are sort of our TRF meet and greet every fourth Thursday of the month at Racing City Brewery. We're calling that our TRF clubhouse, chock full of horsey decor. But that's just a chance for folks to meet each other and to share the love for the horses. We can use just about every skill you can imagine, especially with all the events we're hosting this summer. So I was glad you were there that day, and we'll be there together on Tuesday. And those will continue into the fall. So folks who are local and want to get involved, we'll see you there every fourth Thursday. This week, I have to jump in because Thursday is tomorrow, and that, I think, is the fourth Thursday of the month. We're doing something different because it's our event at the Racing Museum. In the spirit of Steeplechase Week, the Grade 1 A.P. Smithick is running tomorrow, and A.P. Smithick's son, Patrick Smithick's, launching his third book. TRF's partnering with Patrick. He's donating proceeds of his books to our horses, and we're hosting the party tomorrow at the Racing Museum, 5:30 to 7:30. So instead of the Racing City meet and greet, anybody that wants to come see us, come tomorrow to the Racing Museum. It'll be a fun party and a great topic.
Sounds good. Racing Time book launch and cocktail party. That's tomorrow at the museum, as you say, 5:30 to 7:30, benefiting the TRF, the book written by Patrick Smithwick. We mentioned the open barn. We mentioned gumbo for horses. How about barbecue at the barn fundraiser coming up on August 20th?
Yeah, so if you have folks who are out there who are not here this week where we've got a lot going on, or you are here and you're staying the whole meet, mark your calendars for August 20th. This is our big fundraiser of the summer. And it's a fundraiser and a friendraiser because it's a casual, family-friendly come to the barn. It's being hosted with our great friends at Saratoga Winery. If you've been out that way on 29, they actually have just built an event barn. Not just for us, but pretty handy when you've got an event called Barbecue at the Barn. It's barbecue. We're bringing the horses, so we're bringing them from the summer farm, so you can still do the petting and the pictures. It's like $30 a ticket for barbecue and fun and hay bales. And August 20th, which is Traverse Week, Tuesday night, will be tons of fun. So we're already selling tickets rapidly, and we just want everyone to bring their friends and family. It'll be a fun way to finish the summer.
We will certainly remind people as we get closer and closer to that, but we're right around the corner from some of these. Tomorrow night, the cocktail party and the book launch at the museum, the open barn coming up on July 29th, the gumbo for horses the 30th, and again, that's the Racing City Brewery, 250 Excelsior Avenue. And I will say, when I went to the event this spring, keep going on Excelsior. It's way at the end of Excelsior. That was my first visit there, and it's a great spot.
Good parking, which everyone loves.
Yeah, I've been back since, and but you have to really go to the end of Excelsior.
Yes,
Make sure you swing by, because I will be there taking advantage of some of the gumbo coming up on July 30th. But all of these events are available at the website. Again, trfinc.org, trfinc.org. Check the web, or just Google Thurbin Retirement Foundation.
Yeah, and we're real active on Facebook and social media, so follow us, share us. This is all about, we are based here in Saratoga Springs. The TRF lives here. This is our home turf, and the chance for us to meet lots of friends and family and fans of the horses is, we want to be out as much as we can, and we want to meet everybody.
And again, visiting your Twitter and Instagram, the TRF Twitter and Instagram accounts. Last night, I pulled up a picture, and as we wrap up here, appropriate to what it's all about, a picture of a couple of horses eating and becoming friends out in the pasture, Candyman and Surprise. And I think we also have a little video of these two out in the pasture, one of the TRF facilities. And that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Thank you, Seth. It's so fun to get to talk about it and to spend some time with you this morning.
Yeah, appreciate it, as I say. And there they are live out at the facility as well, or live video, as it were. You get a chance to meet some of these horses as well at some of these events. And Kim will, as I say, update people as we get closer to some of these events as well. But I wanted you in here to kind of lead us through what's coming up during the racing season here at Saratoga.
Many, many thanks.
It sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun. Yeah. Let's go do it.
Absolutely.
Come join us.
Kim Weir, Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. As I say, when these events get closer as well, we will remind you. But don't forget to check the website, trfinc.org. We'll take a break. When we come back, speaking of events, we'll tell you what's coming up over the next week. Teresa Gennaro with the weekly calendar right after this. Stay tuned.
Where's the best place to find your favorite teams, your favorite food, daily drink specials, and wagering on live horse racing? Legends Field Sports Bar, 711 Central Avenue, Albany. Get your game on day or night with 75 flat-screen TVs, tournament-style pool tables, a private banquet room, and live horse racing. So if someone asks you, where's the best sports bar in the Capital Region, tell them, Legends Field Sports Bar, inside the Clubhouse Racebook, 711 Central Avenue, Albany.
Birdstone is an outside threat. They're coming down to the finish. Can Smarty Jones hold on? Here comes Birdstone. Birdstone surges past. Birdstone wins the Belmont Stakes.
What if there was a way to become a better horse player, to have a better knowledge of the game, to be more successful? What if there were a way to take what you've learned, what you know, and make better decisions, better choices? In horse racing, knowledge is a powerful tool. Race results and replays, past performances and live streaming, wagering from all your digital devices. Capital OTB, become a better horse player.
Welcome back to Racing Across America. As promised before the break, joined now by our friend Teresa Gennaro. Talk a little weekly calendar. Big week ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a big week ahead. I feel like I've talked to a couple of people this morning who were talking about it's been kind of a slow launch to the meet this year, but it feels like we're really picking up this week with events and racing and
Think with the new schedule, I think it was kind of a slow launch. Yep. I mean, I think the numbers have been okay. Certainly, mm-hmm. the racing has been great. And when you compare it down to New York, the numbers, Saratoga is Saratoga. But I just think a lot of people maybe already made plans and whatnot.
Yep.
So that when it was announced, it just caught people a little bit by surprise. And so it just, the opening day didn't have the same kind of opening day kind of buzz maybe that it normally has on that Friday. But I think people will catch up next year.
Yeah.
And people will be back in
next year. We're assuming we're doing this again next year.
I'm always looking yeah. forward to, it'll be certainly from here on out. I think now we're hitting what was traditional. And so here on out, things will certainly, and given a day like today, home run.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's perfect today.
Which we've needed given the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, the heat, and as I said, I was telling Joe Clancy, I had to leave the track a little early on Sunday because my pool, I was getting the siren call from my pool
nice.
On Sunday. So I watched the last few races from home and took a little dip in the pool. But today, all day at the track, because it's a gorgeous day. All right, let's hit on some of the events. And speaking of today, do want to bring up, because this is, you know, something very nice that NYRA does every year. They're going to honor the veterans and current military people. It is Military Appreciation Day here at the racetrack, which will feature free admission for vets or current military folks.
Yeah, with your military ID. There'll also be an exhibit in the Saratoga Pavilion, which will highlight a variety of organizations that serve veterans, the Stephen Siller Foundation, New York State Division of Veterans Affairs, and in the community booth, there will be Battlefield and Beyond, an organization, which I believe may be local, which collects a variety of gifts like snacks and clothing and hygiene items and signed cards to send to people on active duty. So a really nice thing. And there'll be winner circle ceremonies as well.
And those kind of care package things are always great for people overseas. You know, you're not talking to the family as much and whatnot. So all of a sudden you get a package, you can open up and have some things from home.
Yep.
That's always nice. And so we salute the folks in active service and the vets as well. And that'll happen over at the racetrack today.
Yeah, I think it's also a nice way for those of us who aren't necessarily connected with military families to understand the sacrifices that they make.
And to have a chance to show our appreciation a little bit, because during the day, some of those military people, as you saw there from previous years down in the winner's circle, and have a chance to get recognized a little bit. That's nice. I'll hit on a Thursday event before we get back to that museum event that we talked about a little bit earlier. We'll talk about that as well. But I want to also mention Low Roller this year again. Mm-hmm. Low Roller is Thursday and Sunday with the new schedule. And don't forget, that Low Roller contest, a lot of fun. You pay $40. There's a booth in the Four Star Dave area down in the carousel in the back of the grandstand. There's a booth to sign up at the beginning of the day. You give $40. $10 goes into the prize pool. You get a card with $30 on it. You have to make 5 $2 win place and show bets during the afternoon. And whoever accumulates the most money at the end of the day is the winner and collects the major part of the pool. And it goes down, I think, depending on how many people, we can go down to fifth place. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun. You have to think a little bit differently. And you also get the bonus at the end of the day. Whatever money's on your card, win or lose the contest, that's your money. So keep in mind, Low Roller contest here at Saratoga throughout the meet on Thursdays and Sundays. And again, Thursday, we talked a little bit about it with Kim a moment ago, but the Racing Time book launch and cocktail party tomorrow at the National Museum of Racing, which ties in nicely with the Smithwick Stakes race tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, Patrick Smithwick from a long, long line of steeplechase riders, trainers, breeders. This is, I think, the third or fourth in a series of memoirs that he has written about his family and his relationship with steeplechase racing. He will also be this week, I think maybe on the 26th, doing something similar at Impressions on Broadway. And so you can check their website, or they've also got a big chalkboard out in front of their store with events. But he'll start off at the museum tomorrow night after the Grade 1 Smithwick tomorrow, which, as Bill Gallo probably said, 12 horses, pretty exciting.
He said he doesn't remember as many horses in a Grade 1. Impressions, if you're looking for some souvenirs or whatnot, I'll give them a plug. Friends with Dave and Marianne, Dave, Marianne Parker. I saw Dave opening day, and he said business is good. And they have a new spot across the street now, Dark Horse.
The Dark Horse, yeah. And it's nice, local business, Not always easy to find anymore. They've been in Saratoga for a long time. They're an institution, and their products are great.
In a weird small world, this won't mean anything to anybody, but in a weird small world kind of thing, Dave used to do the concessions at the racetrack. I had a TV production company in town, and I did commercials for them to show here at the track. And it was only years later that we realized my dad was retired and spent winters down in Florida and lived like across the street from the Barkers, Dave's parents.
That's funny.
Small world.
It is a small world
situation. Also Thursday, I want to remind people, Andy Serling and the radio show at the Parting Glass. I was down last week. It's always a lot of fun. Here, a picture from previous years. That's Chad Brown. No Chad this week, but Gary Stevens, Mike Maker, and Stanley Huff there. And as I said, it's a lot of fun. Big crowd. I go down and get my hot turkey sandwich, sit in the audience. And what's fun about it, it's a big room of like-minded people. Everyone's a racing fan.
Yeah. Ordinarily, that's also broadcast, as you can see there, on local ESPN Radio 104.5, either on the dial or streaming, but there's a Yankee game this week, so you will not be able to listen to it on the radio, but it will be archived. It'll be played at later dates, and it's part of Naira's podcast Across the Board with Andy Serling. So if you can't be there in person this week, you'll have plenty of opportunities to catch it. And as you said, every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Is this week a Yankees game? I know some weeks are Yankees games.
I think so. Could be wrong.
Check the channel.
I
know
some
weeks are Yankee games. At which point, you can archive. I'm not sure this week is or not. But more importantly, show up at the Parting Glass.
There's a Yankee fan out there who will tweet to both of us and let us know if we got that wrong.
But as I say, you show up 8 o'clock on Thursday. It's every Thursday, except Andy said last week, Traverse Week, he's going to do Friday night.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. But it's 8 o'clock every Thursday night down at the Parting Glass. It's a lot of fun. And again, tomorrow night, a nice slate of guests, including Gary Stevens, Mike Maker, Stanley Huff. National Museum of... I'm being told there is? Yes, there is a Yankees game. There is a Yankees game. So check the archive.
Never question me. As they say,
come down to the Parting Glass. And that solves all problems. Show up. Then all the problems are solved. National Museum of Racing, tying in to you, because you have been a previous winner, right? You had the runner-up 2 years and won last year?
First year we were runner-up by a point. Second year, we won in double overtime, and last year we lost again by like a point. So it's our year. But here, you know, who were my teammates?
Well, no, I was, believe me, Barbara and Susie.
That is correct.
Because if I didn't say that, I would, last year, I don't have the team written down. Last year, I said you and others or something like that.
Well, I think you said Barbara's name, but not Susie's. So, and the Barbara and Susie we're talking about are Barbara Livingston and Susie Rasher, who have been my teammates for the last couple of years, and we're gonna try to get it back this year. It is a super fun night. Generally, they get, I don't know, 10 or 12 teams. I think it's $10 to sign up. If you do win, you get some awful nice museum swag and great prizes, and it's also just fun. They have snacks and drinks, and you will invariably learn a lot about racing history and trivia through this. Brian Bouillet comes up with some great questions. And you don't have to play to come. You can just come and hang out and watch.
And again, that's Friday at the National Museum of Racing. What time's it kick off?
6:30
at the National Museum of Racing. Sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't participated, but I'd love to go over and maybe I got to put the team together. But more importantly, am I getting bonus points from your team this year?
Yes.
Last year I got slapped down.
Now that was good.
I want to
Well done.
I want a celebration. Saturday, PDJF Day here at Saratoga. There'll be opportunity to get some autographs and whatnot, and obviously donate to a very, very good organization. And I'll tie that into Sunday night. There will be the karaoke, jockey karaoke, as well, which is a popular event that also benefits the PDJF.
And this is part of a nationwide PDJF initiative. I think they will be celebrating, working at racetracks across the country on Saturday. And then the karaoke is East versus West. So the Del Mar jockeys versus the Saratoga jockeys. Both events will be live streamed, and then there will be a panel of judges that will determine if East beats West.
Oh, adding a little level of intrigue this year.
Indeed.
Very good.
One of the most fun nights of the year. Just hilarious. I mean, some of the jocks can really sing and really perform. Others are better known for their heart and their enthusiasm. But either way, it's a really, really fun night over at Vapors at the Saratoga Harness Track.
All right. Anything else we should hit on?
I think that's pretty much it. Next week, Tuesday, at Old Friends, they will be honoring commentator, two-time winner of the Whitney. That
Nick
is Whitney
Sunday
week.
Commentator,
just, you know, great speedy horse, New York bred, who also, you know, as I said, won the Whitney twice. Diversify, another New York bred, won it last year. Mind Your Bistics, New York bred, was second last year. So, and commentator, just a neat horse.
He also,
friendly.
Nick reminded us, won the last edition of the Mascot.
Yes, he did. I was there.
Suffolk, were you really?
Yep.
Ooh,
yep.
That's a good one for your resume.
Yep.
A good one for the checklist of racetrack. Did you get up any of the last weekends?
I was going to, but I didn't make it.
Yeah, I tried one time and got stuck in Massachusetts Turnpike traffic, unfortunately. And so I took the left turn and just continued to Maine because I wasn't going to make it. But a couple of years ago, I was there, and I was surprised by how nice the facility was, to be frank. It's just a shame that it's kind of, you know, going to disappear, unfortunately. But and before we leave, one other memory, I mentioned it just a moment ago, Mary Lou Whitney. That's why we had Nick in on Sunday to talk a little bit about her, your memories of her. And you know, you're a Saratoga resident as well. And I said, I don't think until a lot of people read the bios and saw the newspaper and TV stories, realized just how important she was to Saratoga, not just the racetrack. And, you know, she was referred to as socialite, but, man, she was much, much more.
Yeah, that kind of stuck in my craw, actually, when I saw a headline saying, you know, socialite Mary Lou Whitney died. It really trivializes what she did, not just in this community, but in communities all over the place. And she, she was fancy dress, but there was this great story about her in the New York Times about she'd come home to her farm in Lexington after some, like, big shindig, and she had her emeralds and her gloves on, but her barn staff needed help foaling a mare, and so she, like, took off her gloves, took off the emeralds, changed her clothes, and got in there and helped the mare foal. So she was much, much more than a socialite, and certainly folks in Saratoga know how important she was to people who work on the backstretch. I'm working on two stories, actually, about that, which will be out later this week. And she not only gave her money to the backstretch workers, but she gave her time and her presence as well.
Yeah, I mean, Kim mentioned one of the founding folks of the TRF. As you say, the backstretch and what was notable there, she had those movie nights and the dinners, she and her husband John Henriksen, and not only did they fund them, they'd show up,
watch
the movies, and go to dinner.
And
I noted, again, to that, getting past that socialite label, I noted going back 20 years maybe or so, there was the kind of, I keep forgetting, I mean to look up, one of the Albany radio stations had one of those morning zoo kind of things, and the first day of the track every year, they'd come up and have a party at Ciro's, and she'd show up and play right along. So it was just, and also mentioned over the weekend, I don't think a lot of people realize she was one of the folks that got SPAC started, which I think changed the whole complexion of the city. So much, much more than just what folks maybe saw on the face of things sitting in her box all those years. So she will be missed.
An immeasurable loss.
All right, Teresa, we'll look for those stories. And we appreciate your visit this morning, talking a little calendar. Some nice events coming up this week. And we'll talk again next week.
Yep, just a reminder, you can go to brooklynbackstretch.com to get details on any of these events.
Yeah, the ones we talked about and many
more.
All right, we'll wrap things up for this edition of Racing Across America on a Wednesday morning. Seth Merrow in here. I want to thank Teresa. I want to thank Kim Weir. I want to thank Joe Clancy and Bill Gallo for their participation. And we want to thank you for watching as well. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock for the Handicappers Award, 10 o'clock for Racing Across America. We'll see you then.
You've been watching Racing Across America with Seth Merrow. Racing Across America has been brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com, the premier online wagering site in New York State. CapitalOTBBet.com. Sign up today. Pennell's Restaurant, a Saratoga tradition since 1922. 284 Jefferson Street, Saratoga, just minutes from the track. The Leah Auto Group. To search their inventory, schedule a service appointment, or find a dealership near you, visit leahcars.com. Leah Cars for Life. Woodbine Racetrack. Pick, bet, and cheer on world-class horse racing north of the border. And the new Capital OTB mobile app. Wager anytime, anywhere. Download it free from the iTunes Store or Google Play.